The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, on this Thursday, 9th day of January 2020. And ironically, there's one of our hosts on the line that has been, banned on certain platforms out there because he speaks about the Holocaust as well. And, that's a shame. The story I was referring to comes straight out of the Times of Israel today. And what this guy is saying is what the Jews have to be is very fearful and they have to get agitated. Otherwise, they're going to be wiped out. Ahead of Jerusalem gathering to mark Auschwitz's liberation, European Jewish Congress Moshe Kanter says Jew hatred best fought with fear of future tragedy. Anti-Semitism is best fought with fear of a future tragedy, the head of the European Jewish Congress said, ahead of the events to commemorate the liberation of Auschwitz, Birkenau death camp. Not a concentration camp, it is a death camp. When we speak about, these are his words, when we speak about what was the reason for the war, how to make peace, and how to avoid a future war, we have to have in mind one strong instrument, our fear, said Moshe Kanter, founder of the World Holocaust Forum. Leaders and populations, Jews and non-Jews, should be very much afraid of tragedy. Leaders and dignitaries from 40 countries, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, French President Emmanuel Macron, Britain's Prince Charles, are set to travel to Jerusalem later this month to mark 75 years since prisoners were freed from the Nazi extermination camp. The gathering seeks not only to remember the Holocaust and the killing of more than 1 million Jews at Auschwitz during World War II, but to unite leaders in the fight against anti-Semitism. The story should be frightening because mankind shall be frightened, said Kanter, adding that the fact that the world now has weapons of mass destruction made it more dangerous than it was in the 1930s. Recalling the horrors of the death camp and then Nazi-occupied Poland is vital to avoid further atrocities. The story should be frightening, said the Russian-Israeli billionaire. The idea to organize the first in a series of events to remember the Holocaust came to Kanter 16 years ago when he said anti-Semitism was latent but still appeared like a microscope problem. Whatever the hell that means. Kanter blamed the two... Now, here's where it gets really good. Kanter blamed the 2008 financial crisis for sparking a new crisis of anti-Semitism because it hit the middle class hard, widening the wealth gap, and gave rise to various types of political extremism. What he is saying there is, yes, we knew the world bankers were Jewish. We knew the tricks that they have done. We understand what the Federal Reserve and this banking cabal has done to the world's economies by way of debt. Yes, we do know that. So this guy is going back to the 2008 financial crisis without saying that it's the Jewish bankers, but the crisis of anti-Semitism because it hit the middle class hard. Jim, holy mackerel, it just never ends.
Again, fake news. They what they're trying to do is stir up fear amongst the Jews and fear amongst everybody else that, you know, we whites are the problem. Okay, that's what they're trying to do. And then, again, the Holocaust, I get a kick out of this. Okay, they want us to remember the Holocaust 75 years ago. How can we not forget it? You throw it down our throat every year, every day. I mean, I want to forget it. Can we just forget this thing? No, they have to just keep pounding away at it because it's the only thing that keeps the boot on our neck. That's why they do it.
Jeffrey Epstein, it has been learned, was an asset of Israel. And it's rather fascinating that this guy was out there pulling strings, blackmailing people. I mean, supposedly he's dead. Well, Epstein isn't dead, or Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein, along with his partner in crime, Ghislaine, which, by the way, she is back in Israel hiding out from the press. She is not to be interviewed. The FBI had wanted to talk to her, supposedly, but they weren't able to. Ghislaine was his right-hand person that could give direct testimony as to what Mr. Epstein was really up to, but she ran back to Israel hiding over there. I'm just absolutely amazed anymore that anything, and like you said, lie upon lie, they're a Secret Service over there. What's their moniker by way of deception?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Joe in Oklahoma, we finally found you. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, you've covered enough territory that I've got too many notes. John, I think we need to take this back to pre-1900 Russia and a fellow by the name of Theodor Herzl. And I won't, there's enough material here that I hope people will write his name down and find out for themselves who Theodor Herzl was. The Bolsheviks were the ones that started the Russian Revolution. Lenin was a Bolshevik. His wife was from England. The Russian Revolution was conceived, engineered, and brought forth from London by the Jewish bankers, to which the Bolsheviks overtook the whole thing and carried on and carried on. And finally, this is supposition on my part, but not saying Putin's a nice guy, because he probably isn't. Anybody with KGB background can't be a very nice guy. However, my take and my understanding is that there's been a lot of the Bolsheviks thrown out of Russia, and that's the reason that we have come to hate them again.
And who's this we? Be careful how this inclusive we.
Well, I'm trying to be kind, John.
Okay.
Trying to be kind, okay. Because I've been fighting this for over 50 years myself, and the picture becomes more clear all the time. But Lenin and Stalin both were Jewish. I can't say their Jewish name, but their names have been anglicized, so people like me can say them. But they were both Jewish. And talk about a Holocaust. I think you did mention that in Ukraine and throughout Russia. They took out, from conservative estimates, were 26 million to liberal estimates were 60 million Jews, or pardon me, Christians and Muslims, whatever. But Putin, I think, has been trying to run them out, and that is part of the reason that you're seeing all this push.
Well,
saying that Eastern Europe and Russia is becoming anti-Semitic.
Well, he's done more than that. Ex-KGB or not, what he's done over there is revive the Christian basis for pre-1900 Russia. There are churches being built and repaired all across Russia. Now, what kind of self-respecting communist does that?
That's my point,
yeah.
John. That's my point, and yeah. I'm glad you said that. John Hagee, And Pat Robertson sure don't think so, though.
Now, that's because Which they know where they're breaded. Question. That's because, Joe, they know where their bread's buttered, and they're going to keep doing it. You know, I met that guy. I went down to his church down there in San Antonio, and I made a point to look at that man and shake his hand and look in his eyes, and all as I saw was a whole lot of nothing.
Well, I've never met him, but I concur. I concur. But tell me, how is it that the President of the United States can move the capital of Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? If we remember, we keep calling Israel a state, don't we?
Well, it has something to do with that yarmulke wearing son-in-law that he has. Jared.
But you know, John, they've been calling it the State of Israel for years. The State of Israel.
You know,
where all our money goes.
Well, they get over, and I'm sure that this is a low number, but every single year they get between $30 and $40 million of aid, of which they turn around and buy weapons and do all kinds of neat stuff. And then simultaneously, you'll see on television now, the Jews in Israel, the old people, they're suffering, they're dying of starvation. And I'm thinking about, and I'm sorry, I said 30 million. I'm sorry, it's $30 to $40 billion a year. You mean the Israeli government couldn't carve off $1 billion and feed their elderly over there?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, and another thing, I'm sorry, Joe, another thing about this is that they never talk about, they'll talk about settlements, and they'll talk about the Palestinians, and they'll talk about these little rockets that the Palestinians are firing at the big bad Israelis, and they never talk about the Israelis having anywhere from 400 to 500 nuclear weapons, deliverable weapons on every platform you can imagine, but these guys in Palestine are some kind of threat. But they never take it to any degree of depth or breadth, because the Palestinians have been living over there in peace for a number of years. We bring in and we create the quote-unquote State of Israel. They're on a patch of ground over there in Palestine, and all of a sudden, after all of these years and all of this land grabbing and settlements, this is what they call land grabbing. Oh, they're building new settlements. This is the biggest open air. The Gaza Strip over there is the biggest open air concentration camp on this planet. Modern day concentration camp. And the media and the media in this country will sit there, look you straight in the eye through the camera lens, lie their butts off, and if you say anything about it, well, you're some kind of anti-Semite, aren't you? No, I'm a lover of mankind, and I don't want to see anybody dead. But I don't want to be done by the hands of a bunch of butchers and freaking liars.
But we know who owns and controls the media, the same ones that own and control Hollywood. And let's go back to Germany, the big villain that everyone says that was of the 1930s. But nobody talks about what kind of books they were burning. They showed the big piles of books burning, mm-hmm. but no one tells what kind of books those are. And no one tells...
Well, you tell them, Joe. You brought it up. You tell them.
The capital of the world, what is?
Yeah.
It's in Tel Aviv, Israel.
Well, and
that carries right back to your Hollywood stuff and everything else that goes on. Iran, you know, they may not be nice guys, but they one up us on a number of accounts, and so does Russia and everything else. I'm sorry. Yeah. And if people of our nation profess to be Christian, and John, if you profess to be Christian and you don't make every attempt you can to be Christ-like, you are breaking the third commandment big time.
Is that directed at me personally, or is that just a statement?
No, not at all. I'm directing that at our nation.
Okay, all right. Sounded like it was kind of a personal thing.
No, not at all,
okay.
John.
All right. Okay.
That's just a commentary.
Joe, evidently this guy can't hear me too well. Going back to what you said about the book burning over there, they don't discuss what books were burned, do they?
That's my point. No, they don't. It was pornography.
It was pornography. It was communist writings. Hitler had nothing to do with the communists. He wanted them out of there. And they promote this book burning as, well, Adolf Hitler was just getting rid of history he didn't like, and, you know, he was a book burner. They never discuss what books were burned and why, ever.
Same with the guns. Same with the guns, too.
Yeah. All right. Joe, I appreciate...
They don't discuss the sex change operations that were taking place in Berlin, Germany in 1932. And it wasn't... That was way before Hitler.
And Berlin was
Thank you, John.
Thank
you,
Joe. I
appreciate you giving me the time.
All right. I just wished it was a smoother back and forth, but that's okay. Yeah. Jim?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie The Greatest Story Never Told?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I actually interviewed Mr. Weiss, nice fella.
Weiss, isn't that Jewish?
I don't think so. I mean, it could be, but I don't think he's Jewish.
Well, God forbid we'd have a self-hating Jew out there telling the truth. You know, that, and that's a term. You know, this is how front-loaded all this stuff is. If there's a Jewish person speaking out, speaking truth that they don't agree with, well, he's a self-hating Jew. Self-hating Jew? What the hell is that?
Right.
Jim in Brooklyn. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the program.
Hey, John. How are you? Yeah. A couple of things about this Holocaust industry. I could argue, you know, about how many people or all these kinds of things, but I want to mention when this Holocaust Museum first started opening up about 20, 25 years ago, I used to get these glossy fold-out things about fundraising for them. I'm not really against it, but it's not what I... In other words, what I look for is... Like, for example, I just made out a check to a string of yeshivas in Israel that have all over, a string of the whole network of Israel's across... Of yeshivas across Israel. And this is, and there is a change going on. It's like a slow metamorphosis. In other words, you had a person before talking about the state of Israel and how it sounds sort of out of place. What people don't realize is that all these people, like the socialists and the communists and the Bolsheviks, even some of them started these Israeli kibbutzim at the beginning of the state of Israel. But what's working now, let me just tell you this. 30% of the officer corps in the Israeli army wear yarmulkes, and they're religious people. I know an organization that has contributed to 300 Torah scrolls that each army base in Israel has its own synagogue. And by the word synagogue is from the same root as synthesis, to come together to pray, to synthesize. Now, I wanted to say something else about these people who have the pictures of Adolf Hitler in their home behind the sheet, behind the curtain on the wall. These people don't really bother me at all. I have really very little to do with them. But as far as the state of Israel goes, it is going to become, as I said, 30% of the officer corps wear yarmulkes and go to synagogue. It will be called eventually the Jewish theocratic kingdom of Israel. That's what it's going towards. It's a slow process, but it's happening before our eyes. The Jewish theocratic kingdom of Israel.
Well, and
get ready for it.
And Jim,
thank you.
Jim, hang on a second here. Don't go away. And this 19 years that we've been in the Middle East, 19 years. Under
Israel doesn't need it.
Well, they have this greater project for Israel that they want more land, and that was what was behind the seven states over there, seven countries, if you will, that had to be flipped. We had to do regime changes in.
Well, John, I know that according to the Bible, eventually Israel is going to go from the Euphrates to halfway across the Sinai. But I have never heard of any people actually in this day and age on an official policy going for that. Can you show me where that exists?
Well, Jim, they're going to announce the official policy of why we've been fighting proxy wars and killing a couple of million Arabs. Do you really want them to own up to it?
I don't think there's such a policy, hidden or unhidden. It's something that will happen. But let me put it this way.
Oh, hold on a second. I got to take a break. I got to hear some more about this one. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Coming back here, I'll refer you to ahavatisrael.com, futuristic map based on the Torah to your descendants. I have given you this land from the Egyptian River as far as the great river, the Euphrates. The speculative map above is mostly based on the commentaries of Rashi and Malban about the boundaries of the future described in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 47-48. The details of the future map of the land of Israel are mentioned only cryptically in the Tanakh and various Talmudic sources. I could go on. Would you like me to go on, caller?
It sounds good enough. But could I point something out about that concept as far as policy and prophecy, the difference? Okay, what I would refer you to is the archive, New York Times, from the day that the State of Israel was proclaimed in 1948. I happen to have looked at that. It's probably online. I saw it in the New York Public Library before computers. And you see all of these nations arraigned against Israel ready to pounce on this very narrow country, 16 miles wide, and it turned out to be a total upset. Now, you know, people say it was miraculous, et cetera, you know, so I'm not going to, you know, try to persuade you whether it was or not. But all of these things that happened with the 67 war being attacked, and all of it, and you could say Israel was a little preemptive on certain parts of it in the Gulf of Aqaba or things like that. But it turned out that in 1971, that Henry Kissinger had to hold Israel up, that they had the whole Egyptian Third Army surrounded. These things are—I consider them basically, you know, above normal and natural circumstances.
Okay, now you just mentioned countries ready to pounce on this little country that's only 16 miles wide. How big is Israel right now?
Well, that's it. They refuse to call them death lines, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, and what is left of what is the Palestine is the Gaza Strip and a few other little areas over there, and the rest has been taken over by Israel. Okay, and again, Jim, that goes in line with them grabbing more real estate, you know, and then a lot of this stuff is cryptic, but there are many writings about it. I would suggest you go out there, and I even pulled that off of Google, for gosh sakes.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I want to say something about Gaza also. Historically, you know, Gaza was the land of the Philistines, which is where the word Palestine comes from. And I'm sure you realize that you know that. But an interesting thing about Gaza, it was always a point of contention, even in the time of King David, you know, when he fought Goliath, et cetera. Mm-hmm. This all happened in the five Philistine cities. And those five Philistine cities contain, some of them are actually in today's Israel. The five Philistine cities are Gath, Ekron, Ashdod, which is in Israel, Ashkelon, which is in Israel, and Gaza.
Which Israel? The 16 mile wide or present day Israel?
Well, those are actually also part of the 16 mile wide. But Ashkelon, you know, they're on the seacoast.
Mm-hmm.
But another interesting thing about Gaza, and by the way, what I'm about to tell you does not apply to all time. It only applies to when it happened. If you look in Tanakh, as it pronounced properly, Tanakh, the Book of Kings and the Book of Kings, the story of King David and Solomon. King Solomon had 1,000 wives, right? Now, one of his wives was the daughter of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh is a generic term like king. It was a later Pharaoh. And it was one of his wives. And when he married her, it says in Tanakh that Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, gave King Solomon Gaza as a wedding present. But that does not apply today. It does not mean that Israel owns Gaza today.
Jim, we're running out of time in this segment here. Have you read the Talmud?
As a matter of fact, yes. Did you know what happened on this January 1st, New Year's, just now? Do you know what happened?
Tell us.
Hello?
Tell us.
You know what happened on this past January 1st? You heard of MetLife Stadium where the New Jersey Jets play football?
Yeah.
And you heard of Barclays Center in Brooklyn where the basketball Nets play?
Yeah.
Those two venues were filled with 80,000 Orthodox Jews and 20,000 Orthodox Jews, respectively. 100,000 Orthodox Jews filled those venues. Why? It takes 7.5 years to complete a page a day of Talmud study. And it happened to have finished around in the middle of December.
And, you know, I watched the news every day, and on January 1st or January 2nd, I saw nothing in the news about this. And you would think that would be worth reporting, wouldn't you think, Jim?
I would so, but you could look it up.
All right. Jim, I got to go. I gave you enough time here. I appreciate it. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Jim, you were kind of silent while.
Well, let me just say this, okay? Yeah. I want to just show you something here about that fellow. I knew everything he was talking about, you know. I just didn't want to give him more time to talk. But you notice he didn't want to talk about the Holocaust, and that's the question I was going to ask him. I was going to say, "What is your view of the Holocaust?" Because they don't want to debate it. They don't want to talk about it. They want to talk about everything else in the world except that. Because he knows if he gets in a discussion about it, he's going to be buried, okay? And they can't afford to be buried. So he talks about his 80,000, friends who met at their places there, whatever the heck it was.
Sports stadiums.
Sports stadium. I knew about that. And you know, they read through the Talmud or whatever it is. It took them 2.5 years or whatever. They're all excited about it. Because that's important to them, okay? They think that's a big thing, reading through a book, okay? And they all did it, and they're all going to pat themselves on the back. But when it comes down to really what they stand for, okay, and how they lie, cheat, and steal, that's okay for them to do that. Because they're so fanatical in their worship of God by the stupid things they do, okay? Like reading a book in 2.5 years, a page a day, that makes them good in God's eyes. When they're just disgusting to the bone on how they treat people and do things. That's basically, you know, I'm glad.
I asked him the question, have you read the Talmud? Because in that Talmud, It speaks of others other than Jewish that they're just the goyim and they're not to be respected. As a matter of fact, we have a yearly, you're excused for being a Jew for doing business with some white Christian guy. And you know what? After a certain period of time, you don't have to honor any contract.
Right.
You know, you can just break that because you're Jewish and they're not. What kind of convoluted stuff is that? And you notice I did not ask him directly, are you Jewish? I just simply asked the question, have you read the Talmud? Yeah, I have. Okay, well, that answered my question.
Well, I knew he was Jewish. Again, the Jews won't debate me. That's why he didn't talk to me. Okay, they won't talk to me because the fact that they know if they get in a debate, they're going to have to be truthful. So not that means if I start asking him questions, he's going to have to be honest or lie. That's why they don't talk.
Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, and your guest is Jim, right?
Yeah, Jim Rizzoli.
Jim Rizzoli, nice to hear from you, sir. People that like to believe ancient books who were clearly edited at the Council of Nicaea, hey, more power to them. Whatever they believe is fine what they believe. When dark forces or dark agendas or dark people encroach on us, that's when I think we have a God-given right to stop it. And I think that's what we kind of miss in this conversation.
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't
talk to him, so I mean, I had nothing to say to this guy because he's a fake news Jew. That's what he is.
Well, yeah, but not so much the guy. But when they have a policy of disarming a population because it's gonna be a detriment to them, we have to stand against that. When they have a policy of taking your speech to say a truth, that's when we have to stand against them.
Right.
Well, I'm looking at this site. Ahavat, spelled AHAVAT-Israel.com. They have the maps up here of the greater expanse of Israel. They have the maps up here. It goes from the Straits of Hormuz all the way up to the border of Turkey, all the way eastward, and encompasses Baghdad in Iraq. Half of Iraq is gone, according to them. That's the land that they want. And this is the project for Greater Israel that I'm talking about. And he just doesn't want to talk about that. This is not their land to take. This belongs to the Iraqis. It does not belong to the Israelis.
Of course not. I mean, thankfully, they don't have Texas in there yet, and they don't have Colorado in there, or New Jersey, New York, where Jim is. But just when you tell people, make sure they don't send their kids to go over there to help with the project that is that, when it's being disguised as a war against a bad dictator or Iranian or whatever. So, I mean, if you stick to the truth, we can defeat these people.
Well, good luck, because politics has been infected. Hollywood has been infected. Our money system is controlled. Our media, everything in print, everything is being controlled. And you're getting the sanitized version of the truth that they're willing to accept. And, but you can't say anything. You cannot have this discussion. All this stuff is being manicured for propaganda purposes. And quite frankly, I'm tired of it.
Right. But you don't have to feel, John, you don't have to feel defeated. Here's my attitude about this, okay? We are all an army of one, okay? Understand that. We're very powerful as an army of one. We can't get together as an army because they won't let us. We can't have meetings together because they won't let us. They stop our venues. They stop where we have discussion. But as an army of one, We influence one other person, another person, another person. Then all of a sudden you have millions of people in each army of one. And that's what I try to get over to people, because we're not going to defeat them as a group. I'm not even going to say we're going to defeat them. That's not my purpose. My purpose is to stand for the truth. Whether I live or die, it doesn't matter. I'm in a foxhole. I have a gun. I got the gun loaded. I'm shooting. If they're going to come in there with a million guys and shoot me and kill me, that's fine. But I'm not going to go down on my knees. That's for sure.
Amen, Jim. Amen, yeah. Brother. Thanks for the show, John.
Okay, thank
Take
you.
Care, guys.
By the way, several maps up on the site, and I would invite people to go look for yourself of the acquisition They actually have a map up here of all of Saudi Arabia and Sudan as well. And as aforementioned, before I mentioned the fact that Iraq, half of Iraq, all the way to Baghdad, is now being claimed. And I'm full of monkey milk here. I don't know what I'm talking about. And then we go back into some historical that somebody gave somebody a chunk of land, Solomon, and I'm sorry. And then we have Torah-believing Jews in New York. I don't know what Jews he's talking about. Nutricarte, they have been out there telling people, look, by the Torah's teaching, and they have on this website, by the way, they have on this website the futuristic map based on the Torah. What? I am just absolutely blown away by this. And
well,
then
these people are out of their minds, okay? I mean, I hate to say it. They're out of their minds, okay? They're going in a direction that, you know, the Talmud isn't about God. The Jewish religion today is not about God. It's about them, okay? They don't worship God. In the book of Revelation 2:9-3:9, they are referred to as the synagogue of Satan. Okay, these people are the most evil people on the face of this earth, and they're using us goy, all right? They're using us to be their slaves, and they control us with their, like I told you before, the Holocaust hoax and all the stuff coming off from of that, and then they control the banking system, and they control the media, and they control everything else, and then they get mad with us if we say, oh, the Jews control everything. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. Is this something they don't control? They control everything. They control the narrative. But I'm not going to allow them to do it.
So I'm full of absolute crap here when I'm saying the expansion is to include Syria. It is to include Iraq. It is to include Lebanon. This is the maps that they themselves are putting out there. And he's asking me where I'm getting this from. I'm getting it from their own writings.
The Jewish supremacists, that's what they are, okay? It's just the opposite of what they accuse us of being, white supremacists. Forget it. They're Jewish supremacists. They think they're special. They think they're going to rule the world. That's what they're doing.
You know, I mean, there are Jewish organizations out there. I've been watching closely St. Jude's Hospital. And this is the one that Danny Thomas set up. And you see his daughter, she looks pretty good for as old as she is. I don't even know how old she is, but she's old. She used to do that TV show called That Girl, Marlo Thomas. And she's a spokeswoman for the St. Jude's Hospital, what her father started. Now, if you've got a deathly sick child and you need absolute help for that child, you know what you can do? You can take it to St. Jude's Hospital. You can take that child to St. Jude's Hospital. They do not charge you. And they have treated over 500,000 children, deathly ill children, and some of these kids. Oh gosh, I mean, it brings tears to your eyes. And you can give to charitably. They're asking for $19 a month to go over to St. Jude's to continue to heal these people. If you're black, that's okay. You don't have to sit in the back. You can walk in the front door. This is an organization over there, and I just want people to understand that. Not all Jews are bad. And Jim, I've always cautioned our listeners out there, you have to use discernment. If you throw a blanket, then you're doing exactly what they're accusing us of doing. So I have a tendency to be real careful about this. And our friend there, Jim, out on the East Coast, he listens to this program on a regular basis. So obviously there's stuff there that he wants to hear. But as you said, when we get down to, okay, the argument about the Holocaust, you know, I wouldn't just stop there, but Jim, that's your purview, and you do as you so desire. And it's a good point, because many people have gone to jail. Many people have lost a lot. You know, anytime you get accused, what do you have to do? You have to lawyer up, go to court, and what happens? Well, you lose anyhow. But guess what you did? You spent a whole lot of money on a lawyer that pretty much can't help you.
Yeah. That's true.
What a game. What a gambit. All right.
Yeah. I just want to let you know, John, I don't hate Jews. I extend the leaf to them, okay, many times, but I've been dealt a bad hand by them, and I haven't found many good ones, okay, because this Holocaust stuff is what unites them. It's the fire that gets them going, all right? And I just find that in discussions with them, they can be an atheist Jew, a humanistic Jew, or whatever. But the thing that unites them is the Holocaust, okay? That's it.
And
that unites all of them.
And as I just read, this Moshe Kantor, he's selling fear porn. He wants all the Jews to be deathly afraid and to treat as if the next Holocaust is just right around the corner.
That's right.
And that's a uniting factor. I don't know of anybody. I have a talk show host on this network, Steve Elkins. And he says, you know, all this anti-Semitism, all this hate speech. He says, I have never once in my life heard anybody talk to me or overhearing a conversation about wanting to kill Jews simply because they're Jews. He says, I've never heard it.
Me neither.
And I haven't either. This stuff is being manufactured like the whole hoax story to keep you under wraps, to keep you in control, to prevent this conversation from going out in the public venue as it damn well should.
Right. Absolutely. We could be at peace with these people.
I want to.
If they just would let us. But they don't want us to be at peace with them because there's too much money at stake here. I mean, think about it. I mean, if they don't have this going on, what do they have to use over us? Nothing. Okay? And plus, they're making a ton of money on it. Every which way. ADL, SPLC, all these organizations, there's hundreds of them that make a lot of money with this fear-mongering.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing.
And I want people to, I'm serious about this, folks. I really want you to look this up and see it for yourself. You know, we can sit here and spin tales. We can tell you the earth is flat or whatever else. We could tell you lies, and some people would believe it. I am here to expose the truth. So I want you to write this website down and look at it for yourself. AHAVAT, havat-israel.com/Eretz, spelled E-R-E-T-Z, /future. Take a look at it. Who are we at war with? How many millions of Arabs have we killed in the Middle East? How badly did we need Syria to fall? Russia came in on behalf of Syria. Syria still stands. Iran still stands. To my knowledge, Lebanon, I don't know how, is still standing. So tell me I'm full of monkey milk again, please.
Right.
Murr in Wisconsin. Hello, Murr.
Hi. Hi, John and Jim.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, Jim, look up on YouTube Hoax Train. It's by Graham Hart.
Right. I know. I've talked to him. He's a good guy.
That nice should be, everyone's wheelhouse because it's good. But if you don't want to listen to the song or if you listen to it enough times, mute it and watch the pictures.
No, I know. It's a great song. Yeah.
Soccer, swimming pool. They sent postcards home. Wasn't it all what we were told? Even in their own papers, they said thousands of babies were born in Auschwitz.
Right.
Okay. The Allies bombed the supply train routes. So
they were there. They were there to starve them. If anybody would have taken the time to watch that 6-hour documentary by Wise, Adolf Hitler, the greatest story never told. I watched that entire 6-hour presentation nonstop, and I finished on a Sunday morning. And there I was, wee hours of the morning, and I'm standing in my kitchen with tears going down my face.
Weaving and bobbing, right?
because I realized how badly we have all been lied to, how badly history has been twisted.
Well, I had to break, I'm a little more sentimental, I guess. I had to break it up over two nights. But another one that he did, the follow-up that everyone needs to see, is Communism by the Back Door.
Right.
It's communismbythebackdoor.tv, but I think you can find it on BitChute, if not YouTube. But, Weimar Republic is basically what we're in right now. Between Versailles, when they drained the Germans of everything, blaming everything on them from World War I, and then going into World War II when they made their own money, the Jews were running Weimar, and they had nothing but debauchery of everyone and everything.
That's when Adolf Hitler came about. they were being choked. I mean, they were down on their knees, literally, in Germany. The Weimar Republic drove them into immense debt. The only way that Hitler could get around this outside of the banks, they printed their own script and traded their own script amongst themselves and businesses. They bypassed totally the banks. And that did not make those bankers very happy. And what was surprising to me about this, Murr, is when Adolf Hitler, you know, this Jew-hating, he'd much rather kill a Jew than look at him kind of guy, told those Jewish bankers, said, look, you know, I'm going to cut you guys a break here. I want you to stop doing business in my country. I want you to get out, take everything that you own. I want nothing of it. Take all your assets, everything that you have, and leave. Now, what kind of evil dictator does that?
Right. And it wasn't quite that clean cut. There were many, many Jews that still stayed there. It was the ones that couldn't speculate. That's what the cash change was all about, and it lasted 10 years.
Yeah.
This is the thing they don't want people talking about.
And that's
about.
The only way that that Germany came back. That was the only way that Germany came back. Now, people want to trap you into the argument of getting up there and defending Adolf Hitler. You know what? I'm not a defender of Adolf Hitler, but I am a fan of history and fact. And when I see information that is presented that just 180 degrees pops everything inside out, I cannot describe the feeling that that leaves me with. It's just a cold, shallow wind that goes through me.
Let me tell you one other thing. Now, this Jim from Brooklyn that calls in, you know, of course he's Jewish, and on one show on Chris Hinckley's, he said, you know, God didn't come through a woman, and our Savior is Israel. So a patch of dirt is their Savior. That's what I'm saying with this Nutria Carta.
Yeah,
they don't show them, and they're waiting for the Messiah before they take Israel back.
Right.
But who is their Messiah? They never really say. They don't say it's Jesus Christ.
And if most, look, Mer, if most Christians in this country, you know, we're told Judeo-Christendom, that's it. But that's if you are Christian and you want to go over to Israel and stand on a street corner and preach the word of God out of the King James Bible, I guarantee you're not going to be on that street corner very long. Now, why is that? If this is great melding of faith with Jews and Christians, why is it they prohibit people from, you know, preaching on the street corners of Israel? You find yourself run out of that country, your passport rescinded, or you might find yourself in jail.
Right.
Well, you know, this Kufi thing, this Christians United for Israel, and they had it in Washington, and I waited to see it live, right? And I saw a couple minutes of Hagi Hagi, and I couldn't watch anymore.
Hagi Hagi?
Yeah. Because he says Christianity is dependent on Judaism. The hell it is! Judaism didn't come into existence until they killed Christ. And that's something else they don't want. They want to change the Bible. They don't even talk about the New Testament.
And look at the guy that washed his hands from hanging Christ on the cross. He didn't want any part of that. You know? Hey, send him back to Herod. I don't want to deal with this.
Right. Yeah, but you should see what happened to his family and things afterward, too.
I would imagine.
I mean, there are all kind of repercussions that we're not told about.
You know, and I'm with Jim here. I don't want to hate the Jews. I just want them to come clean. I don't want to see any Jews harmed, but by God, I am going to put the truth out there for people to see and consider. If I cannot live a righteous, truth-driven life, then what's the whole point?
Yeah, right. You know, this whole hate meme thing, in 2014, Spitlickers, I call them, SPLC, had four separate categories of hate. Okay, we didn't ever go around saying hate, hate, hate all the time. They wanted us to say this because it's actually fear. The opposite of love is fear.
Yeah.
Right.
So they can't say fear, 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 so they say hate to drum up the fear.
Yeah. All right, Murr, thank you for your call.
Great
thank
comments.
Bye-bye.
Jim?
Yeah, well, it's good stuff you're talking about, John.
Hey, you know, the only thing I want to see in this country right now, I want to make America great again. And it's our sweat, our labor, our lives that creates riches. All the wealth comes from the earth. It's reworked a little bit, put in different forms and fashions, and put out on the markets and sold, which gives people jobs, gives them incomes. They can buy clothes, they can buy something to eat and put a roof over their head, that kind of thing. Jim, could you imagine if we had an honest money system in this country, what this country would look like today?
Yeah.
We would literally have streets of gold.
Yeah.
Literally. But that's not allowed to happen. And I'll argue to the day I die, you know, it was said that JFK was killed. Well, it was the CIA. He wanted to bust them up. And all. It was the mafia. It was because of the casinos down there in Cuba and all this other stuff. No. What John Fitzgerald Kennedy did is he ran against the grain of these bankers. He printed United States notes to supplant and, in some cases, replace the Federal Reserve note. And he was killed for it.
Yeah, just like Lincoln. Lincoln was doing the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, the war he started on the South, he went to the New York bankers. They said, hey, Mr. Lincoln, we'll give you all the money you want. We know how badly you need it. He says, yes, I do. I need to buy munitions, and I need to buy materials and all that stuff. And they said, you can have as much money that you want. Name the amount. And then, of course, they said, at 25% interest.
Yeah.
Wow. People don't even know that about the greenbacks. Why Lincoln went the greenbacks.
All right.
You know, just make up a fictional currency just like they did. Why not? It works for a while. Any parting shot, my friend? We got about a minute and a half.
Well, people can get in touch with me, literally. Here's my phone number, 508-875-0835. And my website is ccfiile.com.
Wait a minute. One more time on that one.
Yeah, ccfiile.com. And I'm always willing to talk with people. And like I said, I'm on BitChute. Most of my videos are on BitChute and Brighteon. On BitChute under my name, I suppose you could find them. But you can see I'm doing things every week, publishing videos and keeping the conversation going. That's what I do.
All right, what we're going to do is on today's program, we're going to have your website will be attached to today's program.
That'd be great.
All right. Jim, I'm telling you, I want to make America great again. 80% of our problems in this country would up and disappear if we had an honest money supply. You know, this dishonest money has created a lot of dishonest politicians, a lot of graft, a lot of corruption, a lot of thievery, a lot of murder, a lot of stuff. And yeah. I'm tired of it. We don't have to do all the battle. All we have to do is make the ground a little bit more solid so the evil ones can't sink their roots in and grow. I know of no other way of putting it.
Army of one, John. Army of one.
All righty. Jim, I thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Did you think you'd be doing this kind of show today?
No, it was really good.
The truth lives here, folks. And it's for some people, it's distasteful. You know, like I said, Jim, I've reminded the people, do we really want to know the depths and the depravity that our own government has done? We only know the tip of the iceberg. There's still a lot hidden. At any rate, thanks again. And I thank you people out there for joining us today and being involved in this. Army of One, what is your truth? And what are you willing to stand up for? There's your question. Question of the day. Please support this network, ladies and gentlemen. It is important.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to
to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.